KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today we're going to be looking at several things, including International Walk to School Day. So joining me on the phone today, we've got Jenny Weiss and Debbie Hart. Good morning. I couldn't read my own writing.
Good morning
to you both. So before we launch into all that wonderful International Walk to School Day stuff, I just want to briefly touch on a few things that I led into. So I know we're not prepared to talk in depth about this because neither of us were actually at this meeting, but the North Coast Railroad Authority did have their first of three meetings dealing with the corridor between Eureka and Arcata. This time they were dealing with the prism, which is essentially the raised berm, if you will, that the track rides on. I know that Dave Anderson, NCRA contract engineer, took a look at the prism and bridges and signage. It came to an estimate of $10 to $20 million to restore the prism to I guess standards where they could run a train on it. That's really quite expensive. The next meeting, which is going to be taking place on Friday the 12th, is going to be dealing with the potential of a trail on that corridor as well. And that will be a meeting that we certainly want to attend and get information on. Also, last night, Arcata held a workshop dealing with phase one of the Arcata trail, the Rail with Trail project, which is going to go from the skate park to Bray Cut. And I was not at the meeting, so I don't know how that went, but I know that Arcata has been moving forward with this project, and that is rather exciting news for sure. So hopefully all is going well with that, and I'm sure Emily will be able to give us some good information on that. On a not-so-good note, the governor of the great state of California has vetoed the three-foot passing law. This bill has taken a long time to get through the state Senate and legislature, and finally has landed on his desk, and boom, vetoed. And I guess, Jenny, from what we understand, it's vetoed basically he was afraid of lawsuits because of the provision that allows people to cross a double yellow line when it's safe.
Right.
To allow a 3 foot of passing. That is unfortunate. I mean, the thing is, this has been passed in several other states at this point without dire consequences.
And he vetoed a similar bill last year because, you know, that was the provision said that motorists could pass by less than 3 feet if they slowed to 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's vetoing it again for, you know, fear of lawsuits crossing the double yellow line.
Hmm. Isn't he fearing lawsuits from the families of cyclists who are hit by cars that don't pass with enough space?
Yep.
Hmm. That is really unfortunate. I mean, Jerry Brown has been considered, fairly progressive and on the side of, you know, this kind of thing, but is not, you know, been a friend of this project by any means. So we'll have to keep our eye on what we can do next to make this thing sail through and get signed into law. And that is a topic for future Happy Trails. This time we're dealing with the International Walk to School Days, which I guess, what's that, coming up tomorrow?
That's right. Yep, there's all kinds of great activities going on throughout the county tomorrow, encouraging kids to walk and bike to school, and we are having such perfect weather.
It's been fantastic.
Amazing event tomorrow.
Absolutely. So how long has this been going on?
Well, Walk to School Day started in the U.S. in 1997, and it started in Canada and Great Britain, and in 2000, the three countries started the International Walk to School Day. And today, more than 5,000 schools in the U.S. and about 4 million people in 40 countries will be participating in International Walk to School Day activities.
Now, when I was a kid, everyone walked to school or biked to school. So is that trend dissipating?
Yeah, you know, about 40 years ago, I'd say half the kids in the U.S. walked or biked to school.
Mm-hmm.
And today, fewer than 15% nationally walk or bike. In Humboldt County, 66% of kids are driven to school by car.
Now, why do you suppose that is? I guess distance.
Yeah, there's a lot of barriers. You know, locally, we send out Safe Routes to Schools parent surveys to kind of find out where folks live in relation to schools and what the barriers are that that make parents nervous and, you know, they don't allow their kids to walk because of distance, like you said, but also, you know, the speed and volume of traffic. You know, and with declining enrollment in some places, schools are closing and neighborhood schools close, and that forces folks to travel further. Of course, bad weather is a factor, but, you know, there's always been bad weather. But, you know, despite the concerns, there's definitely growing interest in the Safe Routes to Schools and active transportation movement in Humboldt County.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing. I was just discussing this with my wife, Amy, just the other day. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I always walked or biked to school. To me, it just, maybe this is just perception, but it seemed safer than when I was a kid than it is now. I mean, I can't imagine letting my kids, you know, ride their bike to school. There's a lot of traffic out there.
There is a lot of traffic, and there are a lot of fears and concerns, and they need to be addressed, you know, whether they're real or perceived,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know. There's a lot of cars out there. It seems like maybe it's just, you know, a sign of our times. Folks are in a hurry. And, you know, it seems like when you get behind the wheel, a lot of people are immediately in a rush and they're mm-hmm. in a bad mood. And, you know, they're not courteous on the road and they're not thinking about, you know, the fact that there's other users on the road. But, you know, you're right. I think there are a lot more cars out there. And I just think that our attitudes and our kind of culture of driving has really kind of taken over and affected, you know, the whether or not kids can walk.
So how does this program deal with those concerns?
Well, Safe Routes to Schools, it's a funding source. There's federal and state dollars available for things like infrastructure improvements and traffic calming measures. And there's also education programs and encouragement campaigns that kind of help get around the barriers that we identify. And like I mentioned, we send out surveys to find out what the issues are. And, you know, where it's safe, we encourage kids to walk and bike. Where it's not, we work on those issues and try to create conditions where kids can walk and bike. And if they can't, there's a lot of creative ways to at least allow kids to get some physical activity and be able to, you know, participate and enjoy just, you know, the simple joy of walking to school with friends and family.
Right, and tomorrow will be a great day to do that. This is Debbie Hart from the Grant PTA here in Eureka, and we will be having a walking school bus leaving from the 3400 block of F Street, and we'll be walking down south on F Street and then making the crossing at F and Oak Street. And there will be a good group of us, and we're looking forward to it and hoping for another beautiful day. Speaking of the Safe Routes to School and some of the successes that have come out of that Eureka Task Force is that there was an improvement, an infrastructure improvement grant that the Public Works Department received, and that is going to make an improvement at the F and Oak Street crossing, which will put bulb outs and put in a median. So for those of you who are familiar with that F and Oak Street intersection, you know how dangerous that is to get across there on foot or in your vehicle. So we're really looking forward to that work happening next year. And and watch for us tomorrow when we're out there. We'll have the stop paddle out and our vests on. We're really talking to the kids about how to be safe and teaching kids how to cross safely at crossings.
That's good. F can be, it's like a little miniature freeway sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah, it's the little F Street Boulevard there.
Yeah.
And it's important for people, like Jenny was saying, you know, driving really is an exercise in patience and just remembering that we all need to be where we need to be and we are all trying to get there. But the most important thing, as we all know, is to be sure that no one gets gets hurt along the way.
Absolutely. One of the areas I would love to see addressed at some point is Booner in Eureka. There's two major schools right off of it. You got Eureka High and, of course, Zane Junior High. Are right off of Booner. There's an amazing amount of traffic at the beginning of school, and a lot. And it's a fairly narrow road. It's almost like a residential street with an enormous amount of traffic that goes down it. And there are no bike lanes. And I see kids constantly skateboarding and biking on there along with the traffic. It makes me nervous.
Yeah. And you know, another you'd ask kind of about, you know, getting around the barriers of and trying to help kids, you know, walk and bike safely. You know, Grant Elementary has been such a leader in really innovative ways to get kids walking and biking. They, you know, like Debbie mentioned, the walking school bus is, you know, it's really cool. It's like a regular school bus would, you know, drive along the road and pick kids up. But a walking school bus is just dedicated, you know, adult parent volunteers that have a route. They walk and they pick up kids and they walk to school together, and that's a really great way to, you know, get kids walking and also help parents feel comfortable knowing that their kids are, you know, there's an eye on them and they're all in it together, and they're going to get to school safely.
It's a really innovative program. I really like that.
And doing the remote drop-offs, like Debbie mentioned, is also really great, because like you mentioned, a lot of folks live too far to walk all the way to school. So several schools are meeting, a few blocks away, or, you know, in the case of Grant, you know, that's probably a good, at least a quarter mile, half mile maybe, and they're gonna walk to school.
I clocked it at a half a mile.
Half a mile, that's great. And, you know, when kids walk to school, they or bike to school, you know, studies have shown they get to school, they're more alert, they're ready to you know, work hard. They tend to have a better performance in school. And, of course, it alleviates all that nasty traffic congestion in front of schools that everybody's pretty familiar with around here.
Right. So that's something we've really been encouraging at our school, is to, even if it's just a couple of blocks away, to be able to, you know, park your car a couple of blocks away from the school and walk on down. You know, those extra 5 minutes that you spend walking to school with your kiddo really helps with, you know, making a connection for a good day and starting the day off well, and it also keeps the cars away from the drop-off and locations, you know, where it keeps, you know, keeps the cars away from the actual school intersections.
And those improvements that Debbie mentioned, the Humboldt County Public Works Department applied for and received a Safe Route School grant that is really going to help those crossings, like she mentioned, and that works is going to be happening next summer in time for the next school year.
And of course, the more people who do this, the more people who do maybe walk with their kids to school or whatnot, it means less cars on the road, makes it safer, and also encourages more people to do that as well.
Absolutely. More eyes on the street and more familiarity and just kind of getting used to that. You know, seeing kids walking and biking to school like they did when we were kids. And there's going to be a lot of schools locally are participating in Walk to School Day. So we really appreciate being on the show this morning, Cliff, so that we can let folks know to really drive carefully out there. As we mentioned, be patient, be courteous. Tomorrow you're going to be seeing a lot of kids walking to school. Alice Burney Elementary in Eureka is also participating, and they're going to have three stations near the school where folks are going to meet and walk. So you're going to see folks meeting at Winco parking lot, walking from there along Central. They're going to be meeting at Zoe Barnum, the old Zoe Barnum parking lot. And then another group's going to be walking from Highland Park. And Washington Elementary in Eureka is also going to be participating. They're meeting at Sequoia Park. And I believe all of the schools are asking folks to come to the drop-offs at 7:30 so that kids can get to school by 8. And it's awesome because everyone who participates gets a healthy snack and a little sticker and an incentive, and we're certainly encouraging parents to park and walk with the kids tomorrow as well.
Very good. Hopefully it will all work out well, because you know, as we mentioned, the more people who do this, the less traffic there is on the road. It's a win for everybody.
Absolutely. And you know, again, if folks are interested in learning more about Safe Routes to Schools, there's information on the Humboldt County Association of Government website, www.hcog.net. There's a Safe Routes to Schools link. And the really neat thing is there's a link on local data. And so you click on local data, and you can actually read reports from all, well, not all, but many, many Humboldt County schools, and find out, you know, what parents are thinking about walking and biking, where they live, what the barriers are. There's some other great resources on there as well. There have been several walkability assessments conducted throughout Humboldt County. We did one at Grant last year, Lafayette Elementary School, and there's reports from these local schools on the walkability assessments that kind of let folks know what the issues are, and it's an opportunity for community members to participate and help come up with strategies to overcome some of these barriers. So it's a really neat public participation process, and it's been really beneficial to the community because it really helps make grant applications more competitive. And Grant Elementary is a great example.
Fantastic. Well, we are just about out of time, but I want to thank you both, Jenny and Debbie, for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, and have a great day.
All righty. And, Jenny, was there anything else we needed to touch on before we wrap this up?
Again, I just hope that folks are alert and, keep your eyes out on the road tomorrow and every day, especially in school zones.
All right. Thank you much. Good reminder. And if you missed any part of this conversation, would like to hear it again, maybe share it with friends, you will find this shortly podcast at iTunes and at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.